Now just sit back into the chair. Take a nice deep breath. Give yourself a moment to relax. And why not let yourself be very comfortable? And when your conscious mind drifts off, and undoubtedly will drift off, isn't it nice to know that you can be so comfortable? I sometimes like to begin by talking about how soothing and comfortable an experience trance is. How good it feels to be able to close your eyes and take a few deep, relaxing breaths. But some people haven't had much experience in relaxing. They really don't have much awareness for how good it feels to do something as simple as close your eyes. That's right. Unfortunately, you have had some experience letting the outside world drift from your awareness. And as you grow more and more comfortable, with each breath you exhale, you can remember to forget that the world outside is outside. And then the world inside is so much more important. And as you notice your thoughts and feelings, you can remember learning something pleasing when you were much younger than you are right now. And then you can easily forget to notice the sensation in your leg until I remind you to notice it growing so much more comfortable. And now you know how easy it is to have your mind drift off. That's right. Now you may have had the experience of hypnosis before. Or perhaps relaxing deeply before. And perhaps you can recall being guided by numbers into a state of comfort and well-being. But even if you haven't had hypnosis before, perhaps you can remember being very bored and relaxed at the same time, perhaps, and letting your mind drift and wander. But right now, as you relax in that chair, perhaps you're wondering what you're supposed to do. And isn't it comforting to know now there is no numbers to listen to, and there is nothing you have to do. And doing nothing and letting yourself remember that pleasure of doing nothing by sitting so comfortably as you are, by breathing at a rate that feels so good. Perhaps it can remind you of other times in your experience that you became so preoccupied with your thoughts and fantasies. And there have been times when you were so lost in thought, thinking of everything and thinking of nothing, as if you're in the middle of nowhere, comfortably separated from your surroundings, a mind in one place and a body in another, here but there. Now and then. And if you think about a time like that, a time when you were so comfortable within yourself, maybe on a long drive, or while enjoying a book, let you get away from your everyday self, or some other deep experience, then you can recall how comfortable you can really be when your body becomes so far away, with your eyes closed and relaxing deeply. And perhaps it feels like it just takes too much effort to even move. And it's so much easier just to sit there comfortably, isn't it? That's right. It's easier just to drift along, listening and hearing about how comfortable you can be. And then it really doesn't matter that today is a new day, a day you've never experienced before, because today you can rediscover whichever of your previous learnings you would like in order to relax comfortably and enjoy the newness of today as you experience yourself differently. Because you are different. You know more now than at any other time in your life. You've lived longer and had more experience. And all that you have learned has taught you how to learn a simple idea that was so easy to forget until now. When you discover how all your learning of your lifetime can serve you now in a way that you would like, and you can really enjoy the insecurity you feel about learning something new. For it's the same insecurity you felt so many times before, when you were both uncertain about whether you had the ability to master a skill and so impatient to conquer it. And as you impatiently look forward to the time that you can feel comfortable with what you know, you can patiently understand that you'll have to feel uncomfortable with how much more there is to know. Or won't you? And so why not strive for being perfectly imperfect? And remember now, as if it were then, how uncertain and impatient you were about learning to read and write. But of course you've come so far. And remember when perhaps you were so anxious to drive a car, and now you take driving for granted. And there was a time, not so long ago, when you were so fearful about going to school. And perhaps you didn't even know if you could pass the tests that everyone has at school. But of course now you know that you can. You're just uncertain enough to do a very good job. And just insecure enough to be very skilled at what you do. And so why not enjoy your uncertainty as a challenge to do well that it has always been? And then you can appreciate your impatience as a motive to make a commitment to excellence. A commitment that you can use as a guide to your work. And why not be just impatient enough to review the many times you anxiously wanted to quickly accomplish something important to you. So you can remind yourself of how each accomplishment took place at its own rate. And as you continue to relax comfortably, so comfortably, you can start to understand what it means to discover that what seems difficult at one time can become something you take for granted, comfortably for granted at a later time. And wasn't it nice to remind yourself of how each accomplishment took place at its own rate? And when you remember that first you learn to crawl, then walk, then run, your subconscious mind can choose a learning rate that's just unreasonable enough to be very, very satisfying. As satisfying as the level of comfort you're experiencing right now. Perhaps even more. And when you take the time to go inward, where your inner resources can be rediscovered and enjoyed, then you can appreciate how easy it is to re-experience feeling, sound, and images from the past. And you can enjoy experiencing your future in the present. And that's a nice present. And while your body rests comfortably here, and while your mind drifts off there, you can discover the sensation of no sensation that's been in your hand. A pleasing numbness that you didn't even notice until now, that has been replaced now with everyday usual sensation of comfort as your hand begins to feel like yours again. And time has passed so strangely, and how can you really know whether it's been 5 minutes that have gone by, or 35 minutes, when time seems like such a foreign concept, because you're so comfortable. And all the experiences of the past minutes can serve as a reminder of how very complex a being you are, how many different experiences you're capable of. And you can pretend that I'm not talking to you, if you'd like. But there's another part of you, deeply inside. So deeply inside that knows better. And so you can enjoy the times that you drift off into memories of the past or images of the future. And you can feel good. So good that the world around you fades from time to time when it seems like a good time for it to do so. And as you discover more and more about yourself, you may even notice more about others who experience similar events. But you don't have to think you're observing hypnotic phenomena. For if you do, you will begin to see trance states everywhere and in everyone. And then you'll want to understand more about hypnosis and hypnotherapy, much, much more. And why take on any more challenges when you're so busy already, unless you're just uncertain enough and impatient enough to discover the parts of you that can learn well, so that you can use your learnings very well and change things within you that you're just not quite satisfied with. And so right now, what I'd like to do is just create in your mind a room, a comfortable room. Now, money is no object. And this room can be decorated any way you choose. It can be anywhere in the world. And the view from the window can be any view you decide. It may be a room you know, or it may be one you create. And in this room you can fill it with all the comfort that you would want. All the gadgets, the pleasures, anything you want can be in this room. That's right. And then I want you just to walk into that room. And as you walk into that room, you feel the calmness and safety that perhaps you haven't felt for a long, long time. And what's more, you feel a calm, serene energy. And that may seem a bit paradoxical, to have calm energy. But now you're in this room, you understand. You feel calm and energized at the same time. And your subconscious mind can feel so safe, calm and relaxed in this room. This calm and peacefulness you feel in this room makes you feel even deeper relaxed. And if there's any part of you that's been worrying about a problem perhaps, or causing you anxiety or worry, when you're in this room, that part of you can just relax, feel calm and safe. This is your comfortable room. This is your safe room. Any part of you that was worrying or being anxious, when you're in this room, you can just relax. And if it's appropriate, any part of you that was causing you problems can stay in this room in a calm and relaxed environment. It can know everything that's going on in the outside and it can leave at any time. But perhaps any part of you that felt unsafe or worried can just stay in this room and feel wonderfully good. That's right. And you, of course, can return to this room any time you choose. All you have to do is create it in your mind and step into that room and feel that calm energy descending upon you. Now in a moment I'm going to ask you to leave that room and close the door behind you. But that calm energy can stay with you now and in the future. That peacefulness and calmness is yours to take round with you today and maybe tomorrow and maybe all your tomorrow. That's right. So just allow yourself to leave that room now. Leave that room and close the door and feel calm and energized and relaxed. That's good. So now in a moment, I'm going to bring you up and on the count of five, eyelids open, fully aware. One, slowly, calmly, easily and gently, returning to your full awareness once again. Two, each nerve and muscle in your body is loose, limp and relaxed and feeling wonderfully good. Three, from head to toe, you're feeling perfect in every way. Four, your eyes are beginning to feel sparklingly clear, like being bathed with fresh spring water. And on the next number now, eyelids open, fully aware. And five, Take a deep breath and stretch. That's right.